Absolutely delighted. I thought it's a difficult task to come here. Different type of rugby. Moseley are a pretty streetwise side, and I thought it was a real contest for 20, 30 minutes. And then we got three quick tries, really well executed tries just before half time that took the contest away from them. So, as a group, absolutely delighted, because that's now 3-3 in the BNI Cup. And I say this was a really tricky challenge for us, and we've come through it with flying colours.
Yeah. I know when you started this competition, you said you wanted to see what these lads can do. You know, but even over three games, you can see them growing up, can't you? I mean, Tiff Eden's try when Moseley was just stood expecting him to kick to touch was brilliant.
Well, that's right. I think the whole group have grown over the 18 fixtures on a Monday night, where they've won 4 out of 4, and then they've won the 3 out of 3 in the BNI Cup. So it's a delight to see individuals, but collectively, you saw the unity of the side over the last 20, 30 minutes, where they had to defend stoutly for, say, half an hour. And you know, they're 38-0 up, and they still had a huge amount of togetherness to defend the line.
Ryan Mills, first start for him. What did he do? Got about an hour in, so happy with what he did?
Yeah, it was. It's just great to see Ryan back on the field. You know, it's been a long injury layoff for Ryan. You can see when he comes on, he's a class act. And it's just great to get him through that first period of rugby. Played 50 minutes, and you can see the talent he's got. And we'll just manage Ryan over the next two or three weeks so that he gets the best possible chance to recover and then take him forward from there.
Strange, wasn't it? 32-0 up at half-time. You thought Moseley were going to go away, but they didn't. I mean, they dominated possession in the second half.
Yeah, that's right. There's a reasonable slope here. And also, too, there's a little bit of wind behind Moseley's second half, and we had limited opportunities. But that's where credit to the players. We defended so stoutly that second half, and being 32 and eventually 39-0 up, but still have that desire and that will to put in the tackles we did that last 20 minutes is fantastic.
You've got some selection problems now, haven't you? Because some of these guys have really put their hand up.
Yeah, it's exactly what we're wanting from this competition. We want healthy competition for places, and exactly what we've got. You know, I think everybody that's played in the championship will be looking over their shoulder, looking at some of the way these young players have... the way they've played, the way they've conducted themselves, and the spirit they've generated within this group. And that's all credit to Sam Vestey and Meffin Davis, as well as some of the senior players in this group.
You've got almost a week, or 2 weeks off, rather, before the Bedford game. So what are you going to do with that?
Yeah, the boys are in start of this week. We'll get back to training. We'll get back to some hard work. We'll give them the tail end of next week off. The boys will go and support the championship team, and then we'll be back in on Monday for a week on Monday for Bedford Challenge.